1. Stone Barrington departed the Carlisle Hotel on Madison Avenue at 76th Street and slipped from under the 76th Street awning into his waiting car. He had had a business lunch after departing the United Nations, where his close friend, Secretary of State Holly Barker, had given a well-received speech. A heavy rain was falling, and he could hardly see across the street.
"Can you see to drive, Fred?" he asked his factotum, Fred Flicker.
"Only just, sir," Fred replied. "I'll go slowly."
"As you wish." Stone found his unfinished New York Times crossword on the seat next to him. It was quite dark outside, and he switched on the reading light and started to work. Traffic was slow. He saw a figure in black jogging toward Park Avenue with something in his hand. Stone couldn't tell what, and he went back to his puzzle. They had reached Park Avenue, but just as they did, the light turned red, and since there is no right turn on red in New York City, Fred waited for it to change. A dark blur appeared to his right in Stone's peripheral vision, but before he could turn to look at it, something struck the side window of the car with a heavy blow, and the vehicle shook slightly. As he turned, he saw the figure in black seeming to bounce off his car and fall into the street. He peered out the window at the figure, who was scrambling to his feet, and noted that he carried a sledgehammer. Then, from behind him, came another blow to the car, then one to the left rear window. Finally, the figure on Stone's side had another go with similar results. This time, a star appeared in the window glass. Fred was turning to look at him.
"What's happening?" he asked. "Never mind the light, Fred. Take a right, quickly."
Fred did so, just as the light changed, and he was able to drive the length of the block before encountering another red light on Park. Stone looked over his shoulder and saw three dark figures bearing sledgehammers trotting toward the car.
"Never mind the light, Fred. Go!"
Stone shouted for emphasis. Fred went and got lucky, sailing through the empty intersection. All the lights on Park turned green, and he made it to 57th Street before they turned red again.
"What the hell?" Fred asked. "Beats me," Stone said. "Drop me at the house. Then take this over to the Strategic Services garage on 12th Avenue and ask them to replace my window. The other two seem to have survived intact."
Stone had bought the car, already armored, from Strategic Services, the second largest security company in the United States. Fred pulled into the garage in Turtle Bay so Stone wouldn't get wet.
"Shall I wait for the car, sir, while they repair it?"
"Yes, if they have the window in stock and can do it immediately. If not, just wait until the rain stops, then leave the car and take a cab back."
"Yes, sir."
Fred pulled out of the garage and turned west as the door closed behind him. Stone took the crossword with him into his adjacent office where his phone was ringing. His secretary was nowhere to be seen, so he picked it up.
"Stone Barrington."
"It's Dino."
Dino Bichetti had been Stone's detective partner many years before when they were both on the NYPD. By now, he had risen to the heights of commissioner of police.
"Dinner tonight? Patroon at 7:30?
"Sure. Funny you should ring. I need a policeman."
"Somebody take a shot at you?"
"No, but three men with sledgehammers attacked my car at Park and 76th.
"Did you say sledgehammers?"
"I did."
"Did you have anything to drink at lunch?"
"They were sledgehammers, Dino."
"Any damage?"
"One cracked window. Fred is having it replaced at the Strategic Services shop."
"That's right. You've got armored glass, haven't you? Nice to know it works."
"Yes, it is."
"Do you think they were after you?"
"I think I could be forgiven for believing that, but I've no idea why anyone would want to beat me or my car to death with sledgehammers."
"Maybe it's not you they were after. Maybe it's the Bentley."
"I'm not aware of any organized hatred of Bentleys in New York, are you?"
"Give me some time. I'll see if there were any other attacks on English luxury cars today."
"Take all the time you like."